The torn rags are then boiled in water to which lime and soda have been added. This mixture removes all grease, stains and colouring matters. The clean white rags are next put with water into another machine, which pulls the fibres apart, tears them into small pieces, and beats them into a soft white paste or pulp. Boys dip into this pulp square trays or frames, with bottoms made of thin wire threads, and take up just enough pulp to cover the trays. The water runs off through the wire bottoms, and a thin sheet of the fibres is left behind. This sheet is pressed between layers of felt till it is dry, and it is then just like thin blotting paper. If it is to be made into writing paper, the sheet is next dipped into size and then dried again. Last of all, a fine polish is given to the writing paper by passing it between smooth steel rollers. If you hold up a piece of writing paper to the light, you will probably see letters marked on it. These letters are called the watermark, and they are made by means of wires fixed in the bottom of the tray in which the pulp was taken. The paper used for printing newspapers and books is now made by machinery in rolls or webs several miles in length. Paper is sometimes used for making collars and cuffs, trays, water pipes, boats, and even wheels for railway carriages. Paper was not used in Britain until about 400 years ago. Before that time, all writing was done on parchment, which is the prepared skin of the sheep.